But this morning, the lesson is simply entitled Heaven. So, why speak on the subject? If you didn't want to go to California, you wouldn't be interested in the way. It must first interest us by a description, and the same is true with heaven. Notice with me some reasons for believing that there is such a place as heaven. The soul of man longs for it. Nothing gives so much satisfaction as anticipating the home of the soul. Paul spoke of that anticipation when he said, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I wot not. For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart, and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you," Paul said in Philippians 1, 24 through 20, 21 rather, and through 24. Reasons for believing there is such a place as heaven. The soul needs such a place. Full satisfaction cannot be attained here on earth. David said, "As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness," Psalm 17 and verse 15. And he said, "Oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest," Psalms 55 and verse 6. Reasons for believing there is such a place as heaven, because the Bible says so. Rejoice because your names are written in heaven, Luke 10 and verse 20. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal, Matthew 6, 19 and 20. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, 1 Peter 1, 4. The lesson is entitled Heaven, but who is in heaven? God is. King Solomon prayed unto God, "Thy people Israel, when they shall pray toward this place, and hear thou in heaven, thy dwelling place, and when thou hearest, forgive," 1 Kings 8, verse 30. David said, "The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men," Psalms 11 and verse 4. Jesus said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven," Psalms 11 and verse 4. Jesus said also in Matthew 5 and verse 45, "That ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust." Who is in heaven? Jesus is. "No man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that come down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven," reads John 3 and verse 13. Paul said, "Masters, give unto your servants that which is just and equal, knowing that you also have a master in heaven," Colossians 4 and verse 1. Who is in heaven? Angels are. "Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven," Matthew 18 and verse 10. "For in the resurrection they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven," Matthew 22, 30. The word is settled in heaven. The Bible says, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven," Psalms 119 and verse 89. Notice some attractive features of heaven. such as a holy city. Notice John's lengthy description as a city of gold, recorded in the book of Revelations, beginning in chapter 21, verses 18 through 21. He said, the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like under clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third a chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth a topaz, the tenth a chrysoprasus, the 11th a jacinth, the 12th a amethyst, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. That's Revelations 21, 18 through 21. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness, 2 Peter 3 and verse 13. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination, or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life, Revelations 21 and verse 27. We cannot fathom the full meaning of heaven. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is, reads 1 John 3 and verse 2. Attractive features of heaven, a tree of life and water of life. John said, he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manners of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Revelations 21, the first two verses. The first access to the tree was in the Garden of Eden. The Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also the tree of life and eat and live forever, therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. Genesis 3, 22 through 24. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God, Revelations 2, 7. The water of life is clear as crystal. No wonder will not hunger nor thirst. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and he shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, reads Revelation 7, verses 16 and 17. Attractive features of heaven, there will be no night there, the Bible says. The gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there, Revelations 21, 25. No candles and no sun will be needed. The city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof, Revelations 21 and verse 23. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, and the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever, Revelations 22 and verse 5. Attractive features of heaven, no death, no pain, and no weeping there. God shall wipe away all tears. from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away, reads Revelation 21:4. Where Jesus reigns, all sorrow is wiped away. The ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away, reads Isaiah 35 and verse 10. Attractive features of heaven, no more curse. There shall be no more curse, the Bible says, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and His servants shall serve Him, Revelations 22:3. Notice these various figures used as a description of heaven to provide some kind of conception or concept of heaven. A city is spoken of in Hebrews 11:10. It says, "For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God." A building is implied from John 14:1 through 3. "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." In Matthew 25:34, we have a kingdom to inherit. "Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Matthew 25:34. A country is referenced in Hebrews 11:16. "Now they desire a better country, that is, in heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He hath prepared for them a city." Hence, heaven is not a condition, but rather a prepared place. As it is written, "Eye hath not seen, nor heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him," reads 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 9. "There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God," Hebrews 4:9. John said, "I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. From henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them," Revelations 14:13. And so heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, Romans 6:23. So we must follow Jesus. "If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor," Jesus said in John 12 and verse 26. "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven," Matthew 7:21. "Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city," Revelation 22:14. "Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him," Hebrews 5, verses 8 and 9. "Nothing that defiles can enter. There shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie. But they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life," Revelations 21:27. The promise is to the overcomer. "If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us," 2 Timothy 2:12. "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Revelations 2:7. In closing, His glory will be in that day. Not a homeless wanderer, but surrounded by palaces. Not a man of sorrows, hated and scorned, but myriads of angels. Not met by a few in Galilee, but an innumerable host. Revelation 7:9. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature is made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Romans 8:18-22. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. Colossians 3:4. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Matthew 5:8. We which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 4:17. The God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. 1 Peter 5:10. If you have a need to come, the Lord invites you. We await to assist you. Please come together and sing the same.